This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Indeed, after difficulty comes ease. Indeed, after difficulty comes ease. In fact, the ayah says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." Indeed, with difficulty comes ease. So as we can see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has promised us victory. And similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through difficulty, hardship, trial and tribulation, but the ultimate was that he was victorious. And we find that Quraysh actually broke the truce that was between them and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had a truce where they would not fight Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who aligned to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they helped some people fight those who were aligned with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they broke the truce. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to prepare an army to fight Quraysh. And he did not inform anyone as to what he was going to do or where he was going. But he simply told them, prepare for battle. And one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, known as Hatib ibn Abi Balta'ah, he had family in Mecca. So he got worried for them. And he told one of his maidservants that go to Mecca with this message, telling them that Muhammad is possibly coming to fight Quraysh. So she went. And in the meantime, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives revelation that this is what Hatib has done. So he sends Ali and Az-Zubayr after this woman, chasing after her. And they chased after her and they caught up to her. And they said, bring the letter that you have. So she says, I have nothing with me. So they tell her that bring that letter or we will strip you and take it off you. Because this is a serious harm to the believers. So she took out the letter and she gave it to them. She had hidden it in her hair somewhere. So she took it out and she gave it to them. And they returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this letter. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summons Hatib. He says, why did you do this? مَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا صَنَعَتْ. What is it that made you go against the believers? So he says, I did not leave Islam, O Messenger of Allah. Nor was I from those who despised the Messenger and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happened is I had family in Mecca, so I feared for them and their lives. So I was trying to protect them. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, being the fierce man that he was, he stands up and he says, "Dani aqtuluhu ya Rasulallah. Let me kill him, O Messenger of Allah." So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Ma yudrika ya Umar. What is it that makes you know, O Umar? La'alla Allah attala'a ala ahli badrin faqal i'malu ma shi'tum fa inni qad ghafartu lakum." That what is it that makes you know, O Umar? Perhaps Allah looked at the people of Badr and says that I have forgiven you, so do as you please. So this was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this man was a Badri, he was a man who had fought with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle of Badr, then he tells him that, how do you know? Perhaps Allah has forgiven him, leave him. And this was the clemency and the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew that even good people make big mistakes. Good people commit huge sins. This was a sin because he was actually putting the whole Muslim army at peril. He was putting them in danger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, forgive him. It doesn't matter. Let it go. Why? Because he was from those who attended the battle of Badr. We know that this man is sincere. So let it go. Even good people make big mistakes at times. And as a leader, or a person in the position of leadership, we need to understand this. Sometimes our children come to us and they have done something very bad. Very, very bad. Sometimes they have impregnated another person. What do we do? What are we going to do at this time? Are we going to roar at the top of our voices and shout and say, what you have done is bad and it's evil? Or we say, yes, it is a mistake. Seek forgiveness for your sin. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. But you can carry on beyond this. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that, Tahirni ya Rasulullah. Purify me, O Messenger. Purify him from what? From the sin of zina. From the sin of zina. And he knows what that means. He knows that it means giving up his life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go away. Go away. Seek forgiveness for your sin. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had mercy upon his companions. And this is the role that we should play in our homes, in our businesses, amongst our peers. People have made mistakes. People have done something wrong. They come acknowledging, you know, I've done wrong here. Forgive them, let it go, move past it. Make them feel like there is life beyond that sin. I remember receiving a message from a sister who says, I committed a very bad deed and now I don't know whether Allah will forgive me or not. And then I told her, look, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will forgive you. And I am not the one who says this. Allah says, وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And who is it that will forgive the sins except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they don't insist on committing that sin while they know. They don't insist on committing that sin while they know. So Allah will forgive you. And I remember her saying that it is too big. It is too great. Allah won't forgive me. I'm worried. And then she says, okay, I will seek forgiveness. And comes back again and says, ah, I have committed this sin. I fear Allah will not have forgiven me. And this is the plot of shaitan. You sought forgiveness. Allah promised to forgive you if you turn to him. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Allah wants to forgive you. You have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that Allah has forgiven you. At least have that belief, have that hope that Allah has forgiven me. She came back and she says, no, I'm losing hope. And I kept telling her until it reached a point where I could not say it any longer. I said, you sought forgiveness, Allah has forgiven you. And I left it, I blocked that person. Because at this juncture, I don't know how to deal with the situation. We should never allow ourselves to get to that point. Allah says, "Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a." Indeed, Allah will forgive all of the sins. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have harmed someone, my dear brother, my dear sister, go back to that person and seek their forgiveness. Your ego doesn't matter as much as standing before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is easier for you to stomp on your ego. And even if that person is smaller than you in age, you know, sometimes we harm a youngster who is lower than us in age and we think, how can I say sorry to him? How can I apologize to him? You can even apologize to your own son, your own daughter. There is nothing wrong with that. In fact, you should make it a habit. When you have wronged them, then apologize to them. Not only are you stomping on your ego, but you are also teaching them a lesson that when you have done something wrong, seek forgiveness from the person. Here, Hatib, he seeks forgiveness from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is forgiven by the will of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marches forth to Mecca with 10,000 men. 10,000 men. He marches forth to Mecca with a huge army. Now, as he is entering Mecca, Sufyan, Abu Sufyan, he is coming out of Mecca and he is leaving. One of the narrations makes mention that he is leaving. He didn't come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was leaving with his family and saying, you know, if Muhammad gets hold of me, then he will punish me severely because of what I have done to him and how I have opposed Islam. So Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu sees him and says, why are you going? Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and just seek forgiveness. Tell him that لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. Allah has preferred you over us, and indeed we were the wrongdoers. Just go to Muhammad and see what he will say. So he goes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Allah has preferred you over us. And these are the famous words of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. The famous words of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. When they knew that they were wrong, they now went to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has preferred you over us. And indeed we were the wrongdoers. So he went to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and repeated these words. What does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? This was not a personal matter. He didn't want to revenge this man because he had harmed him or his family. But he was there because it was for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The minute he sees that this man has come, he says, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfiru Allah lakum wa huwa arhamur rahimin. There is no harm upon you today, no retribution. Allah will forgive you. May Allah forgive you. And He is the most merciful of those who are merciful. Who is this man? A man who has killed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he makes dua for them. He has a big heart and he forgives him. And this is the attitude of the believer. When he sees those who have wronged him, he makes dua for them. He forgives them. He allows them to continue. Why? Because you have come seeking forgiveness. Who am I not to forgive you when Allah can forgive you? When Allah can grant you that pardon? So he pardons Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. And he became a man whom, after which we say radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. You see how he had a past, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him and he turned over a new leaf. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marches forth into Mecca and he took over Mecca without much of a struggle. He took over Mecca and he enters into Mecca so humbly, placing his head onto as close as possible to the mount, to the horse. He placed his head as close as possible to it and he enters Mecca in this manner. Why? Because he is not arrogant. He is not there to show that, you see, I told you so many years ago, accept my message. No. What is the message? A message of peace, a message of forgiveness, a message that you have a chance to attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there he goes and he enters into Mecca and it is said that he gets to the Kaaba. And he tells Ali radiallahu anhu, go and get the keys from the one who has the keys. And Ali radiallahu anhu goes to Uthman ibn Abi Talha, who had the keys. And he says, give me these keys. So Uthman refused. So he snatched the keys from Uthman. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah opens the doors of the Kaaba and he breaks the idols that are there. And he performs 2 rak'at of salah. And then he comes out. And here, in fact, in the Kaaba, he receives revelation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Indeed, Allah commands you to return the amanah to those who it is belonging to. What is that? The key of the Kaaba that was snatched from Uthman ibn Abi Talha. So he tells Ali, go back and give him the key. Go back and give him the key and seek forgiveness from him. So Ali radiallahu anhu goes back and he gives him the key and he seeks forgiveness from him. You see, the message throughout Fath Mecca is when you are victorious and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that victory, then you should forgive your enemies. You are now in a position of power. You are now in a position to punish them. But forgive them. Let it go. Why? That spreads a great message of Islam. And what is that? The message of forgiveness. Allah will forgive you no matter what you have done. Come back to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You are living, you are breathing. Then come back to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes out of the Kaaba. And then he tells Quraysh, مَاذَا تَظُنُّونَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. What is it that you think I will do to you today? What do you think I'm going to do to you today? This is the man whom they pelted in Ta'if. This is the man who Abu Lahab would walk around the city of Mecca, pelting him, saying, Sabi'un Kathab, calling him names, you are a liar, you are a magician, you are one who has turned away from the deen of your forefathers. Imagine the rage that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have felt at this time. Imagine the retribution and revenge that he could have taken. He could have easily said, yes, let us punish them one by one, bring them here, bring them into the haram and execute them one by one. Each one of them who has criminal record, execute them. Don't let them go. But what does he say? He says, what do you think I will do to you today? And Quraysh immediately say, "Anta," they say, "Khair." We think you will do goodness. Kareemun wabnu kareem. You are an honorable man, the son of an honorable man. Allahu Akbar. These are the people who fought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who spilt the blood of his companions. And today, they change all of a sudden. And this is what happens when a person who is in power and authority oppresses, and now they are lower, they immediately turn the tail. No, you are a good man. You are a good person. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeats his words to that he had said to Abu Sufyan.
La tathriba alaykum al-yawma yaghfiru Allahu lakum wa huwa arhamur rahimin.
There is no retribution upon you today. There is no hate upon you today. Allah will forgive you. The message is turned back to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He will forgive you. And it is a dua as well. May Allah forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And he is the most merciful of those who are merciful. At this juncture where there is serious concern as to what will happen to them, Allah reminds them through the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most merciful of those who are merciful. No matter what you have done in your life, my dear brother and sister in Islam, no matter what it is, Allah is the most merciful of those who are merciful. Turn back to Him, seek forgiveness from Him, ask Him to enter you into Jannah, and you are not beyond repair. You are not beyond forgiveness. You are not beyond the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created you. He is your Lord. He placed you on earth. You made mistakes. He gave you the ability to make those mistakes. Do you not think that He will forgive you when you turn to Him? He has also given you the ability to turn to Him and to seek forgiveness from Him. So seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And never let anyone convince you. Never let anyone, it doesn't matter who it is, your father, your mother, your uncle, your aunt, your brother, your sister, no matter who it is, don't let them ever convince you that you are unforgivable. Allah forgives all of the sins. Allah forgives all of the sins. So no matter what you feel, how you feel, who is influencing you. You know, at times it is shaitan simply whispering into our hearts. You've done this, you are unforgivable. And no matter whom you have wronged as well, go back to them and seek forgiveness. It is not too late. You are living, you are breathing, you are eating, and you are surviving. You are breathing the air of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Go back and seek forgiveness from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Go, for indeed today you are free. You are free. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them and they went free, left that majlis, people that are completely forgiven by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and His Messenger. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began the message all alone. He stood up on the Mount of Safa and he told the people, called them to Islam, said, if I were to warn you of an army that was coming from behind, would you believe me? And they said, yes, most definitely. You are as-sadiqul-ameen. You are as-sadiqul ameen. You are the truthful and the trustworthy. So we will believe you. And immediately, as soon as he warned them of a painful punishment, they turned against him and they called him a liar. But today in Mecca, there they are calling him Kareemun wa ibn Kareem. You are the honorable and the son of the most honorable. When you have a mission in life, don't focus on who is against you. When you have a mission in life and you want to accomplish it, then go forth with the name of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Go forth with sincerity and your mission will be accomplished. Why? Because you are doing it for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It doesn't matter whether that is business or whether that is something that you want to achieve in terms of charity or something you want to achieve in terms of an Islamic mission of da'wah. Go forth and make your effort and then leave it to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He will take your message. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and look at how his message has become fruitful. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reveals the verses.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا.
When the help of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal comes and the victory comes, then glorify and praise your Lord. Glorify and praise your Lord. Why? Why? It is not you, O Muhammad. It is not you that achieved this. It is Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acknowledge that the victory comes from Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, many people work hard at something, but they achieve nothing. And they get nowhere. Why? Because victory is not in our hands. The effort is in our hands. And victory is with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We must work and then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And now you see the people entering into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in droves. Gathering after gathering, coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in your message. We believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, He is the most forgiving. Again, the message is one of humility. Be humble. At your time of victory, be humble. Acknowledge that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was actually an announcement that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would soon be departing this world. This was a message that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was over, so he would leave this world. Why? There was a better place waiting for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to live like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to be like him and to aspire to him. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.